Bradley's eyes suddenly rolled back in his head. Walt swore sharply. Damn it! I need more gauze. Emery. Emery held open an empty kit. We've hit bottom. Load and go, Walt directed, reaching for the gurney as Rainey scrambled out of the way. Won't do any good, Emery countered. Hospital's too far away. Chopper? Rainey asked. Called it in 7 minutes ago. Probably got another 5 minute wait. Well, shit, Cunningham cried from behind Rainey. Stop the bleeding. Do something for him. He's dying, can't you see? The rookie looked at them all, then in a burst of movement, ripped off the tan shirt he'd bought with pride just 2 months ago. Here, use this. We need more, Walt said, to bandage the wound up tight. The janitor's closet, Rainey exclaimed. Right there. It must have something. Sanitary napkins, Walt declared. They work like a charm. Chuck was closest. He grabbed the metal doorknob and pulled hard. The door was locked. He pounded it once with an open hand. When that didn't work, he leveled his gun. Jesus Christ! Rainey hurled herself at his outstretched arm and knocked the Glock 40 from his grasp just before he could fire. Then she turned on him with hard eyes. God damn it! Don't you ever draw down like that! Not at a crime scene where you'd contaminate all the evidence, and not in a building where everyone is scared out of his mind. Half the parents out there would have come running in with their shotguns and blasted you to bits. We gotta get it open, Chucky yelled. Then throw your shoulder into it. You're not made of glass. Chucky's eyes lit up. He took a running leap at the closet as Rainey stepped to the side and prepared to cover. All those closed-up classrooms. Who took the time to shut a door when they were running for their lives? Who sealed up each room neat and orderly, as if they had all the time in the world? Not school children, she thought. Not teachers. Which left only one option. The closet door split open. Cunningham crowed his triumph and plunged into the black depths before Rainey could stop him. Then he froze her heart with a cry. Oh, my God! There's a kid in here! Walt and Emery rushed forward. Rainey pushed them back. Let me check it out, she said tightly. Jesus, Walt, you've already used up your 9 lives. She stepped into the walk-in closet, blinking 3 times as her eyes adjusted to the gloom. Cunningham was in a corner, leaning over a little girl who had scrunched herself into such a tight ball that Rainey could make out only her golden blonde hair. Then the child looked up. Rainey knew her instantly. Becky O'Grady? Oh, honey, are you all right?